Hey, y'all, it's Garth.
I love the country music family. I love the country music family of artists and the country music family of songs. Some of the greatest artists to ever grace music are under the flag of country music. And some of the greatest songs in music history are under the flag of country music. The Big 615, you're going to hear the newest that country music has to offer. At the same time, you're going to hear the newest that the country classics have to offer. I want to hear the new single from George Strait, and I want to hear it right beside the new single from Luke Combs. And I think the country music family is one of those families that is very inclusive and wants both the established artists and the new artists to be side by side in this thing we call country music.
Download the TuneIn app from the App Store. That's TuneIn. And by the way, yes, it's free. You can also ask your device to play the Big 615 on TuneIn.
Whether you're doing a dance to your favorite artist in the office parking lot, or being guided into Warrior One in the break room before your shift, whether you're running on your Peloton tread at your mom's house while she watches the baby, or counting your breaths on the subway, Peloton is for all of us, wherever we are, whenever we need it. Download the free Peloton app today. Peloton app available through free tier or paid subscription starting at $12.99 per month.
What you watch depends on what kind of mood you're in. Sometimes you're craving comedies like Friends or South Park, and sometimes you're more into dramas like HBO's Succession and House of the Dragon. There's also cooking shows like Chopped and Beat Bobby Flay, and even movies like The Lord of the Rings and Shazam! Fury of the Gods. Well, Max is the streaming destination that has the best of entertainment for whatever mood you're in anytime. And plans start at as little as $9.99 a month. Max, the one to watch. Subscription required. Visit max.com.
Do you hear that? That is the sound of BMW performance without a single piston or cylinder. A generation of all-electric vehicles designed and built like no other. The BMW iX, i7, and i4 revolutionize every drive into a thrilling opportunity to feel the pure rush of BMW 100% electric. But isn't that what you'd expect from the ultimate electric driving machine? Take advantage of exceptional lease and finance offers today.
We miss college football.
Bennett takes the snap and the shotgun, throws for the corner. Brock Bowers one-on-one. Caught! Touchdown! He ate him alive! Falls down into the end zone. Six more for Georgia.
We can't wait for the 2023 season.
Caleb Williams throws the fade in the corner. Oh, God! Touchdown, Trojans!
And we're counting down the days to kickoff.
Are we there yet?
No.
Are we there yet?
I said no.
Are we there yet?
What's wrong with your ears?
Here is your college football fix, only on the Zach Gelb Show.
65 days away until the University of Washington kicks off its season against Boise State. Last year, in the debut season for Kalen DeBoer, the Huskies did have an 11-2 record. They did win the Alamo Bowl up against Texas. And now joining us is the second-year coach of the Washington Huskies, and that, of course, is Kalen DeBoer. Coach, always great to catch up with you. Appreciate the time. How you been?
Yeah, I'm good. Thanks for having me on today.
So when you look back at year one, I never know what to expect when a coach goes to a new school. Why, when you look back on it, was the university a good fit for you and you were a good fit for them with the impressive season you had?
Yeah, no, I mean, that's probably a question that can give you a lot of answers to. But from my end, I'm just knowing what this program's all about. There's just so much tradition and history, and, you know, there's a lot of support. And, you know, here in Seattle, you know, you have a few pro teams, but from a college standpoint, I mean, this is a show in town. And, you know, just you can see it on every Saturday with the way the fans pack the stadium. You know, they love the Dogs, and there's just, you know, again, good strong foundation to build on. And even though it was a season the year before that, before we got here, that wasn't maybe one of the greatest, you know, the seeing who was here and who was returning, we had a pretty good feeling it would be a pretty good season. We'd have a chance here at the end.
Were you at all surprised how successful it was year one when you look back at it?
You know, yeah, I think, you know, you don't know exactly what you got, but I saw the mindset of the guys in fall camp, or probably even before that, this summer, just where every day, you know, the mindset was, you know, head in the right direction. You could see the development of the guys and the buy-in physically. They were getting bigger as well and faster. And once we got into the season and you saw them executing, you know, you knew that, hey, we can win every game on our schedule. You know, I think there was a piece, too. We weren't far enough along where you couldn't say that we couldn't possibly lose every game a year ago. You know, you just had to come out and play really good football. And as, again, the buy-in became greater and greater, our guys' preparation each and every week was at an extremely high level. And they produced and had a lot of fun. And we just wanted that season to continue on. And, you know, I think, you know, having everyone play in the bowl game, I think just shows how much – you know, these guys really were excited about, you know, playing football each and every Saturday.
Kalen DeBoer here with us. Everywhere you've gone as a coach, Sioux Falls, Fresno State, and Washington so far, you've had success. What did you learn, though, in this journey last year about yourself that maybe was a little bit different than the other two stops?
That's a good question. I think, you know, you know that I learned at a couple different places along the way. You know, you don't have to sit back and wait, and not that you're going to do a complete overhaul, but you within the program have confidence that in 1 year you can make some major improvements. I kind of always go back to my Fresno State opportunity there both times. One coming as a coordinator, and they were 1-11 before we got there, and we went 10-4. And then the second time coming back, it was a 4-8 season before we got there, and you know, we went 12-2 really, or 11, what was it, 12-2 that year. We were 9-3 that year, you know. So a lot of great things that happened dealing the very next year, coming off of seasons where, you know, maybe the expectations weren't as high coming in.
Your teams, Kalen DeBoer, have always got better. I just wonder, when you had so much success as you did in year one, what has been the vibe around your team? Because sometimes when you have a team that has success, complacency sets in, or that success just breeds those guys to be more motivated than ever.
Yeah, I think we use the word starving, you know, just there's a starving mindset still that exists. And I just keep reminding them, you know, we didn't win the conference championship last year. You know, we didn't make it to a New Year's Six bowl game. You know, there's a lot yet that they have as goals that they haven't accomplished. And so just reminding them of that. And we have just a lot of really good down-to-earth guys that, you know, realize that it comes through, that the success comes through hard work. And, you know, they're just putting their head down and grinding each and every day. I don't feel like the complacency thing is a part of who we are. It wasn't last year as the season was going. They know that, you know, August, we got to be better than we are today, you know, and as we go through the season each and every day, each and every week, we got to get better. So that's the formula for our success and what got us to this point right now, and the belief and trust we have in having a great season this fall. That's what's going to carry us on throughout this fall as well.
Kalen DeBoer, when you look back and you celebrated last season at the team banquet, I know your quarterback had a nice little surprise for you guys. Relive that moment for me.
Yeah, it was the end of the banquet, and we've given out all our awards and kind of saying our final, you know, kind of giving our little highlight film at the end, and people sitting back. And, you know, then I don't know if Mike said something a little bit, I got something to show you, or someone presented, actually Tony Castricone, our play-by-play, said, you know, there's one more video we want to show. And Mike had put something together with our head of creative, and it was awesome. You know, you could kind of tell right away, just by the tone of it, that it was probably good news that we were going to be hearing. And so it was pretty exciting seeing Mike, you know, put that together. And you could tell it meant a lot to him. And then the players as well, just really rallying around him and, you know, loving that he's here, first of all, and then that he's coming back. Kept the excitement going through December into the bowl game, of course, carried over to this year.
He had a great season, Michael Penix Jr., and that's probably an understatement, with 31 touchdowns and cleared over 4,600 yards. Were you surprised when he said he was coming back, or did you kind of expect that?
I think there was enough conversations there in those weeks prior to where there was a possibility he was coming back. Just he was having too much fun. I think he also understood that another year of growth and development, would help his opportunities at the end with the NFL and the draft. And so, I think he and we all vetted out the situation, really helped him become educated on, the possibilities either way, staying or leaving. And, he made it, he's a really mature kid. He's been through a lot. And just trusting that, the decision that was best for him was going to be what was best for us. And, that's the way he chose to go. And of course we're super excited. That's the belief he has and what can happen this fall.
Oh, it was so awesome to see the way that not only did he play at a really high level, but he was dominant and one of the better quarterbacks in the country. And it's just impossible not to feel good for someone like that, especially like you said, with all the adversity and the injuries that he suffered when he was at Indiana.
Yeah, I mean, he's, the cool thing is he's using his platform now to help others. He's been, different passing academies in camps and Elite 11 as a counselor, just different things that he's done where, he's sharing his experiences, and everything he's been through, because a lot of these guys in high school, it's been pretty easy going, and he's been through the fire many times in many different ways. And, he's a better person because of it. And all those experiences lead to him being really good in those big moments on the football field for us right now.
What did you guys challenge him to do this offseason? I know last year it's tough to top what he did individually, but how do you try to make him get even better here in year two?
Well, I think the difference is that a year ago, we really didn't announce him as the starting quarterback till midway through fall camp. And, this year he's got a whole season to really build the team around him and lead. And, it wasn't that he wasn't doing that once he was a starter in last fall, but, he's had a whole off season now. And, he speaks up regularly, in fact, often. If anything's not quite, in line or in check, or, maybe even that complacency piece that you're talking about, if for one second he senses anything, we're not off to a good start for a play or two, in spring ball, or, a run in a workout here in the summer, if there's something, or even beforehand, he just sees something and he'll address it. And, our guys respond to him, and he's, just taking his leadership to another level.
Do you feel like you have the best quarterback in the country right now?
I mean, I'm sure that's arguable, right? For everyone that has a guy of high caliber, like we have with Mike, I'm glad he's ours. I guess that's probably the best way to put it. And, just because of the special relationship we have with him, I honestly wouldn't want anyone else, so that's no knock on other quarterbacks around the country. It's just, his talent mixed with his experiences and just the journey that we've been on together. I can't wait for what's left, here in the months ahead.
Yeah, just forget about the rest of the country. You just look at your conference coach. It's impressive, the quarterbacks. We all know what Caleb Williams did a year ago. Bo Nix had a really good redemption season. Cam Rising is just such a warrior, and we'll see how he'll be coming off that ACL. DJ Uiagalelei goes to Oregon State. You have Sanders Kid at Colorado. This is just a ridiculous conference when it comes to quarterback play.
You had to remind me.
Yeah, so, yeah, good luck.
So you're right. I mean, it's really impressive. The quarterbacks that we'll be facing this fall, nothing but respect for all of those you just mentioned, and then some more as well. So it's going to be, a year where a game's never in hand, because the opposing quarterback can rip it and make some big plays. And, we got to just take one moment at a time. There's going to be a lot of momentum swings in Pac-12 football this year with all those quarterbacks, and ours being one of them that are pulling the trigger on these throws and these offenses.
Do you at all sense a chip on your guys' shoulder? Because heading into this year, everyone's talking about what USC is going to do and not the other teams in the Pac-12 conference, which does have Utah, by the way, that's won the last two conference titles.
No, I don't think so. I think different teams deserve different levels of respect based on where they've been at and what they've done. And again, I think we always just point to us, and that, we weren't there yet. We felt at the end of the season last year we were playing as good a football as anyone in the conference. But we didn't do what we were supposed to do, earlier in the year, and fell short. So I think it always comes back to us, and we got to do it and make sure we're not vulnerable you know, by losing games that we're not supposed to lose. And, you know, just taking care of business, you know, in the off season, and then in our preparation each and every week.
Coach Kalen DeBoer, before we let you run, the head coach of the University of Washington Huskies, we know last year had a very successful season in year one. We'll see what happens in year two. We were just talking and having some fun with the quarterbacks. It makes me wonder, where is your defense at heading into this season?
Yeah, I really feel good about what we did this spring. We brought in a couple key additions to build on what we had returning. Really a lot of guys coming back I think, you know, we got some more depth. So just from a health standpoint, we feel a little better, you know, across the board. And I've used the word vulnerable a couple times, even this interview. And I felt like last year, that's what we were. And injuries hit us and hit us hard at a couple of key spots and put us in a tough spot. But I think year two in a system and a lot more reps that are banked for all our guys and another level of trust and belief and us being able to spin some things around our players and moving them around a little bit to fit their skills. I'm excited about the mindset and where they're at and what they did this spring and the direction they continue to go with a good fall camp ahead. I feel like we're going to be right there in the fall.
Yeah, it seems like from everything you're saying, Coach Kalen DeBoer, that you guys have everything you need. And you tell me if I'm right or wrong in saying this, to go win the Pac-12 this year and be playing in the college football playoff.
Yeah, I mean, again, that's left to be, you know, said on the football field. And I feel like we got a team that has the makeup and the mindset. You know, again, I think every team that wins a championship, there's a couple breaks you got to catch along the way, right? Whether it's staying healthy or winning a close game here and there. Been a part of that over many years of, you know, winning championships and, you know, teams just, the way they come together, and I think all those things are happening for us. But now we got to go do it.
Last thing I'll ask you, Kalen DeBoer, I know it's such an ambiguous kind of question that I'm going to ask you, but you look at the future of the Pac-12 and the future of college football with all the changes in the conference. Just what do you say? Like, are recruits even asking you about that when you're recruiting them about the future of the Pac-12 and the vision of Washington in regard to the conference?
Yeah, I think it's been something that's been brought up more, especially in the last couple months, just as kind of things. I know a lot of it revolves around the media deals and things like that, and just waiting to see what happens. And of course, people are discussing things everywhere, so you know, guys are asking. And I think I just always put the trust in UW, just our not just our football program, but our athletics department, our university. We have so much going for us, and so many of those areas that are important. You know, the Pac-12 is our home, and we're going to give everything to the place that's our home. But I know that if whatever happens down the road happens, we're going to be in a good spot. We have a lot to offer, and you know, just trust in UW and all the support and all the things that have happened over the years, leading to great things in the future as well.
Well, 65 days away, Washington Huskies, they do kick off their season up against Boise State at 3:30 p.m. Eastern on ABC. Coach, good luck, Kalen DeBoer. Thanks so much.
All right. Thanks for having me on. Appreciate it.
Do you hear that? That is the sound of BMW performance without a single piston or cylinder. A generation of all-electric vehicles designed and built like no other. The BMW iX, i7, and i4 revolutionize every drive into a thrilling opportunity to feel the pure rush of BMW 100% electric. But isn't that what you'd expect from the ultimate electric driving machine? Take advantage of exceptional lease and finance offers today.